UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced a crackdown on protesters who he says have sought to exploit the Southport stabbing to incite violence. Three young girls were killed and eight other children injured in the attack at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Police say supporters of the far-right Islamophobic group, the English Defence League, are believed to be involved in the violent clashes over two nights around the country, fueled by online misinformation about the suspect. The 17-year-old charged with murdering the three girls and stabbing 10 other people has made his first appearance in court. The judge has lifted reporting restrictions over his name, Axel Muganwa Rudakubana, to counter misinformation about his identity. Mr. Starmer says police will be given the capacity to take stronger action.
These thugs are mobile. They move from community to community, and we must have a policing response that can do the same. Shared intelligence, wider deployment of facial recognition technology, and preventative action, criminal behaviour orders, to restrict their movements before they can even board a train. And let me also say to large social media companies, violent disorder clearly whipped up online, that is also a crime.
London's Metropolitan Police says 111 people have been arrested for offences including violent disorder and assaults on police officers.